Hey, it is good to be back. I am back in my mobile office, still on vacation. I was just out on the beach riding waves in 50 degree water, and it's a little warmer outside, 55 degrees and windy. Man, was it freezing and invigorating at the same time. For any of y'all that know me, you know I love the ocean and I love playing in the ocean, whether that's boogie boarding or attempting to surf. Man, I love that with a passion. So I was having a blast today, getting pounded around by the waves. And I took a little break to check in with you and continue this journey by identifying those essential qualities of an extraordinary leader. A global company reached out to me and asked if I would do a team building event for them over Zoom. They contacted me on the day I was leaving for a trip to celebrate my wife's 40th birthday. And they wanted to do the training the following Monday, and I was getting back from that trip on a Sunday late at night. So it was a rush, a very short period of time. I had to pull all this information together and prepare for the presentation. It was a lot to pull off in a short period of time while I'm traveling and trying to prepare for my trip. While I'm on my trip in Jamaica, I'm coughing up a lung. My wife and I both had a terrible cold, felt awful. We get back 1 a.m. on Sunday. I get up the next day, get all ready for this presentation, pull it all together. I felt pretty well prepared, and I go to log in to their video conferencing software, and I get in, all is well, start my presentation, go to share my screen, and the share screen feature does not work. And it's awkward, right? I'm supposed to come in, have a strong opening, have a compelling presentation, and it's just not working. 5 minutes have passed. They have an hour to pull this thing off. And here I am sitting there trying to figure something out with the software that is not working. Finally, we switch over to another video conferencing software where I can share my screen. And about 10 minutes later, we're up and running and I start the presentation. Now, it's going pretty well, but remember, I'm still hacking up a lung. I feel awful. I'm exhausted. And on top of that, instead of seeing each individual participant in their own screen, there's about 10 people in a room spread out around a conference table, and I can't hear or see any of them. So it feels like I'm talking to a wall and just these kind of tiny little faces in the distance. I can't feed off of their facial expressions. I feel like I can't really connect with them well. I'm coughing. I feel disheveled. Not a great way to start a presentation. After all that, I was able to get through the content and have some really meaningful interactions throughout the presentation. Thought it actually went pretty well considering. They thanked me for my time. I sent out a follow-up email offering to spend 30 minutes on the phone with each participant just to cover their results of an assessment I had them take and answer any questions they might have too. So I sent that email out to each individual participant. The person who hired me emails me back and says, "I took a look at the assessment in a little bit more depth and found that it doesn't describe me at all, and some of my other colleagues said the same thing, so I'm not interested in exploring this anymore. Thanks anyway." Thud. Ouch. It felt like a complete failure. In the 9 years that I've been administering this assessment, I've never heard feedback like this. It's always been incredibly positive and helpful and, "Wow, can we work with you?" or "Can we do more together? This was so awesome. Let's dig a little bit deeper." And I get this response. Immediately, what do I feel? Like a failure. Like I'm not good enough. Like I'm not a skilled professional. Not only did I not exceed expectations, it felt like I didn't even come close to meeting expectations. It felt like a disaster. If you haven't guessed it already, we are talking about failure today. An extraordinary leader is not afraid of failure. In fact, she uses it for her benefit. Let's talk about a couple reasons why failure is a blessing, why it's a great thing. There is no better teacher than when you make a mistake, when you fall on your face, when you fail. You don't want to feel that pain again. You don't want to feel like you're missing the mark. So naturally, everything in you wants to do whatever it takes to avoid that feeling again. Your ears are open. Your eyes are open. You're ready to learn. You're a willing student. I've found that if a person is willing, the best time, the most rich and effective time of learning is just after a failure or a mistake or a time of falling short. Is it absolutely necessary to fail in order to learn? No. I hope you learn apart from failure. I hope you don't have to fail in order to learn. But don't miss the opportunity to learn when failure and mistakes do happen. It's a precious time. It's a chance to accelerate your growth and your skills and what you offer. It also means that you're doing stuff. You're taking action. You're moving forward. You're thinking big. If you're not making mistakes, you're probably not pushing yourself very much. If your life looks like the status quo, if every day's the same, if it's safe, predictable, you're probably not making too many waves in the universe. So making mistakes and failing are a sign that you are taking action and you're moving forward. Failure also makes you humble. It keeps you honest, right? It reminds you that you are a human. You're fallible. You make mistakes. You're not perfect. That is reality. And sometimes when everything's going well for a longer stretch, we start to think we're something special. And so a little failure can help us reorient ourselves and realize, hey, we're not perfect. We make mistakes, and we're not always going to be at the top of our game. And that can help wake us up and avoid stagnancy. It can open our eyes and help us realize, oh, maybe there's more required of me, or maybe I can do better work, or maybe I can raise my game a little bit higher. So I want to talk about a couple things that you can do when you experience a big mistake or a failure and how you should respond. First thing I want to mention is the biggest failure of all is avoiding taking action because you're afraid to fail. I've heard this called analysis paralysis, where you keep thinking of all the reasons why you shouldn't do something or why you can't do something and all the bad things that can happen. So maybe not doing anything would be better. You've guaranteed that you're going to fail if you've decided that doing nothing is better than failing. Because when you fail, you have already learned. You know one thing or one way that does not work, and you can adjust and move forward differently. So that's why taking action is better than doing nothing at all. Doing nothing, you don't learn anything, you don't accomplish anything, you give yourself zero chance of succeeding. The second thing to do when you fail is to own it. Fully own it. Take responsibility. Even apologize if necessary. In the story I shared earlier, I wrote an email back saying, I'm really sorry that you didn't find value in this. I've never had this happen in the past 9 years of using this assessment. My apologies. I owned it completely. Because as soon as you start looking for excuses and things to blame other than yourself, you're going to stay stuck underneath that failure, because what you can't do when it's everyone else's fault is change yourself. You can't grow if the burden rests on external circumstances or somebody else. So own it. Big deal. You made a mistake. Okay, the third thing to do when you fail, lean in. Ask questions of those involved. What happened? How did this go wrong? What can I do better next time? This is your opportunity to gather as much information from the people who were involved in this failure so you can get better and prepare yourself for next time. Have the humility to come to them and say, hey, I'm really sorry. I really want to get better, and I'll make sure this doesn't happen again. What did you see that went wrong? What could be better next time? Number four, do a personal inventory. Ask yourself. Do some writing about what made this not go well for you and your perception? What could have you done better? How could have you prepared more? What could have you done to prevent this from happening? And then finally, make the necessary adjustments. Make the changes. Use the information that you've gathered to create a new process, a new way of doing things that elevates your game in those areas that you've uncovered. And finally, celebrate that you went for it. Celebrate that you tried, that you're in the game, that you're living to fight another day. This failure or mistake doesn't define you. This does not get to tell you who you are. Every single human being on this earth makes colossal mistakes at every level. It happens. It's going to happen to you. It's going to happen to me again. What's important is that you don't let it define you, that you don't quit, that you don't give up, that you don't wallow and say, I'm never going to put myself out there again. That's when it becomes a real failure. But when you honestly take a look at it, take responsibility for it, ask yourself, what can I learn from this? How can I grow? How can I elevate myself even more and move forward? That's when failure becomes a gift and not a curse. Don't be afraid of failure. Welcome it. You're on the right path if you're failing. In fact, it's a guarantee if you're on the path to success that you're going to experience failure. My challenge to you is that you would go out and fail big and learn big, because that's what happens when you have the right perspective. Well, we're going to keep this short and sweet this week. Thanks for listening in. Go out and fail at something. Enjoy it. And if it doesn't go the way you want it, learn from it and move forward, because you're going to get better as a result. Failing is part of getting to the business of living. So dive right in. Don't wait till you have it perfect. Don't wait till someday. Go all in today. You're not alone. Have an awesome week, and I will see you next time. Take care.